Welcome to this evening's Naughty Blues, music from the 20s and 30s of last century, along with some more recent tracks inspired by those who first recorded these songs. As Bessie Smith fades out, singing words which reflect the major topic of the blues, love, oh careless love, we begin tonight's program. Welcome to this week's Naughty Blues. The entertainment this week is from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Ada Brown, The Mississippi Shakes, Sister Rosetta Tharp, B.B. King, 8 Ball Aitken, Jerry Joe Weiss, Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong, Rory Gallagher, Ida Cox, Ma Rainey and Bo Carter.
Let's go, Bowen.
From 1941 to 1986, this pair produced some of the best blues available. We begin this week's music with a track written by Brownie and Ruth McGee and released on the Blues Is My Companion album in 1959. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee performing Walk On.
Walk on, walk on. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Woo! Well, my mind gets worried when my shoes get thin. I don't know where I'm going, but I do know where I've been. I'm gonna walk on, walk on, walk on. Gonna walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. That's how it is. If you know, I'd rather be walking. I don't appreciate no ride. Cause the woman I love, she's not here by my side. I'm gonna walk on. Walk on. Walk on. I'm gonna walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my. Walk on, one time, boy. Walk on. Yeah. Happy. I can't get used to happiness. Maybe it is true. Happiness is not for Brownie, I guess. I'd better walk on. Walk on. Walk on. I'm gonna walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Woo! People, bright lights are shining. I got to be on my way. I'm gonna leave right now. But I'm coming back someday. I must walk on. Walk on. Walk on. I'm gonna walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Woo! Whole truth is, you know the world is too wide. Highways are too long. No need of us stick together. We can't get along. I'm gonna walk on. Walk on. One more time before I go. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Hey! Hey!
Brownie, born in 1890 and raised in Kansas City. Her early career was spent primarily on stage in musical theatre and vaudeville. Later in life, she was a founding member of the Negro Actors Guild of America in 1936. She recorded with Benny Moten and Mary H. Bradford in 1926. The side Evil Mama Blues is possibly the earliest recording of Kansas City jazz. Here she is with Evil Mama Blues.
I woke up this morning feeling awful lonesome, blue as I could be, because that man of mine has turned his back on me. What must I do when he said he loved no other gal but me? I let him have his way. I held him in my arms. I let him draw my pain. Now he's gone. I'm gonna step out. And if I find that man, you're about to hear me shout. That is, I'm feeling evil. I've been a sweet loving mama too.
Mississippi Shakes consisted mainly of members of the Chatman family from Bolton, Mississippi, who were well known in the Delta. During slavery times, the father of the family, Henderson Chapman, had been a musicianer, someone adept at sight-reading written music, and his children carried on the musical spirit. Here they are with Stop and Listen Blues.
Thank you. away. Like that, them shining like gold. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? Smoke like black, there's it shining like gold. Crying, I found my baby laying on a lonesome mama, rolling for your dough. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, gonna hush the lonesome, rolling for your dough. Right, she's gone, she's won't be back no more. Yeah, I'm a belted tone. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? Oh, stop and listen. Yeah, the belted tone. I had a sweet little pharaoh, but she's dead and gone. My baby down to the barren ground. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? I followed my baby to the barren ground. It was like baby standing all around.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe was able to blend the secular and the sacred, playing classical gospel tunes with a blues twist with her iconic Gibson guitar. And she incorporated countless other genres into her music to create a genre-blending, groundbreaking sound. She defied classification. Chuck Berry once said that his entire career was one long Sister Rosetta Tharpe impersonation. Here she is with Trouble in Mind.
I love you so, my English friends, forever and ever until I leave this world. But I kind of feel trouble. The train is gone, but I'm gonna catch the next one. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Because the sun is gonna shine, Lord, that girl someday. Trouble in mind, of you, Brother Joe. I almost lost my mind. When you see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. Oh, please, baby. Train, oh, pass it by my mind. change my mind. I'm going down to New Orleans. I'm going to give that old man of mine a call. You know what I'm going to tell him? I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, because he done me wrong.
B.B. King used equipment characteristic of the different periods he played in. He played guitars made by various manufacturers early in his career. He played a Fender Esquire on most of his recordings with RPM Records. Later, he was best known for playing variants of the Gibson ES-355. He hears in 1950 with 3 o'clock Blues.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at.
Well, I'm bound to find them.
Come on.
The Aitken family, originally from Scotland, settled in the Atherton Tableland in Queensland. Eightball Aitken was born in 1981, and he inherited the family's distinctive shock of bright red hair, but not the desire to stay in the one place. Aged 19, he hitchhiked south to the city of Brisbane with his guitar. At an early gig in a rowdy pub, a fight broke out over a pool table, and the eight ball was knocked onto the stage, leading the band to give him his nickname. Here is Eight Ball Aitken with Yellow Moon. Joe Weiss, born in 1959, is a blues and jazz guitarist, singer-songwriter, and a contemporary composer of orchestral music. He is also an artist. Here is Jerry Joe Weiss from around 2013. Broken Hill Blues. ¶¶ Recorded in 1946, our next track was not released as a single until 1951. Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, The Blues Are Brewing.
When the moon's kind of dreamy, starry-eyed and dreamy, and nights are luscious and long, if you're kind of lonely and all by your own, then nothing but the blues are brewing. The blues are brewing. When the wind through the willow blows across your pillow and tells you sleeping is wrong, if love goes a-thirsting till you feel like bursting, then nothing but the blues are brewing. The blues are brewing. Suppose you want somebody, but you ain't got nobody. You only got a gleam in your eye. Till somebody's found you and puts their loving arms around you, you got the feeling you want to die. But when the Lord up above you sends someone to love you, the blues are something new. Your soul is doing things that you're doing, that love ain't got no time for brewing. The blues.
Rory Gallagher was an Irish musician and songwriter, born in 1948 and died in 1995. He is often referred to as the greatest guitarist you've never heard of. Here he is performing at the Montrose Jazz Festival in 1979, giving his tribute to one of his sources, the Mississippi Shakes.
Thank you.
Ida Cox was born in 1896 in Georgia and is best known for her blues performances and recordings. She was billed by Paramount as the uncrowned Queen of the Blues. Her career came to a close in 1961 with her album Blues for Rampart Street. Recorded in 1927, here is the song she sang at Carnegie Hall in 1939, Four Day Creep.
When you lose your money, I'm afraid he might make a four-day creep. Tell you why a married woman is so crazy about a right young man. Tell you why a married woman is so crazy about a right young man. If her husband dies, she can raise that boy to her hand, Lord, today. Tell you this girl ain't going to tell you nothing else. Tell you this girl ain't going to tell you nothing else. Any woman's a fool to think she's got a whole man by herself.
Gertrude Ma Rainey, born in 1886, was an early American blues singer, arguably the most influential early blues recording artist. Dubbed the Mother of the Blues, she bridged earlier vaudeville and the beginnings of Southern blues, influencing a generation of blues singers. Here she is in 1923 with pianist and arranger Bobby Austin and her Blues Serenaders, Moonshine Blues.
But when I get sober, I ain't gonna drink.
Armanta Chatman of the Mississippi Shakes, better known as his solo career name of Bo Carter, from the early 1930s with Telling You About It. The end of this week's program, finishing where we began with Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, possibly the blues' greatest duo, performing the incredible Whooping Blues.
Yeah, we go.
Thanks for the plug.
Good God, man, do it again.
Sound like one. I know what you can do there, too.
You're talking about the man. You could do it as long as you got paid for it.
Now, huh? Tell me a little something about that key walk.
If you want to go someplace, you don't have any money. It's as simple as that. Two little simple words. I can tell you how to get there. We've been using the method for 30 years or more, and it's paid off. Just walk on. That's what we're going to do. Walk on.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe said, "I don't care if they call me a rocker, a blues woman, or a gospel singer. What matters is that I'm making the music I love." So old Archie signs off on this week's show. It's been fun times and blues times, don't you know? But now is the time to say a well-earned good night. Thank you for listening, and now, good night.